Hey, y'all. Hey, this is Lolita E. Walker, and welcome to season 2, episode 21. Listen, today is one of those episodes that will fill you with a few smiles and cause you to say, a few times. Okay. Remember that I warned you. It's that good type of though. Today we are talking about the authenticity of it all. We are going deep. That word authenticity, we hear it all the time. So is it just a buzzword or is it a way of life? You ready? I sure am. Let's go. Welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker, the podcast that coaches you up while meeting you exactly where you are. Grab your water, tea, or something stronger and allow this podcast to help you feel the power in your pause. Come on in and join the conversation. Let's go. As always, we are beginning this episode with a powerful affirmation from Walker & Walker Enterprises. It reads, I am unique. I am special. I am crafted to be free. Do you believe that? Absolutely. Well, when you are ready to walk in your intention each day, head on over to lolitawalker.com/shop and grab your 40 deck of affirmation cards today. Don't delay. It is ready for you. A huge welcome to all of you who are new. Hey there. And a special shout out to all of my loyal listeners who are returning to this kitchen table. I know you have already pulled up your comfortable seat. I know. Listen, around here, we settle in with 3 layers. The first is coaching. This is where I leave you with a bit of soul work just to challenge your thinking. Next, there are some cocktails. And no, it is not about what you are sipping on, although there's absolutely no judgment, okay? It's more about gifting you a cheers for all of the greatness that is you when you show up to this kitchen table each and every time. And then finally, there are some good old-fashioned conversations where it's just you and I, or I have a special invited guest. And today, our invited guest is Miss Cameo King. Cameo is a podcast host and a licensed missionary. She advocates for girls and women to show up authentically and in their whole selves at all times. Now, this means all the time. This means home, on a job, and in a community. She has a master's of arts in urban ministry leadership, and she graduated from an HBCU. Yes, she founded Grit, Glam, and Guts, of which she talks a little bit about inside of this episode. But the coolest thing about her is that she firmly believes that there are no limits in life. And that is why she is a powerful guest for us to talk to today on Coaching Cocktails and Conversation. Yes, we are talking about what does it mean to be authentic? How does it shape how you show up? And I mean, quite frankly, are we scared to live as our authentic selves? What does that mean? We also are going to talk about what the word truth is, living in your truth, setting your story. We're talking about direction setting, self-awareness, empathy, empowerment. We're talking so much, and I'm so excited about it. So I cannot wait to chat with Cameo a bit later during conversations. But first, let's get into this coaching right after a word from our sponsor. Imagine February 2021. Imagine yourself in a space free of distractions and ready to get poured into. Imagine an intentionally intimate space of power women leaning on you to shift from where you are today to where you absolutely want and need to be. Imagine me as a certified life leadership and executive coach grabbing you exactly where you are, pulling the greatness out of you and replaying that such that you increase your confidence, your clarity, and your commitment. Imagine a new group of women who are just like you and ready to push you beyond your next level. Yes, that is coming to you in my virtual Women's Weekend Renewal Retreat, February 2021. It is your time. So go ahead and head over to lolitawalker.com/retreats. Learn a little bit more and register for this upcoming Women's Weekend Renewal Retreat. What an amazing holiday gift that this is to you, from you. You deserve it. It's time for some coaching and a little bit of soul work. What do you think of when you think of the word liberate? Now, I know most of you all already have your CCNC journal already printed out and downloaded from lolitawalker.com/podcast. And if you don't, no problem at all. Just think through this exercise with us today, okay? What do you think of when you think of the word liberate? Google defines it as a verb, to liberate. And it says things like to set someone free from a situation, especially imprisonment or slavery, in which their liberty is severely restricted. What did you say? Well, me, when I think about the word liberate, I think about free. I think about this notion of be free. You know, I talk that all the time, no matter what platform I am on, in this notion of living your most be free state. It's like, you know, when you take a deep breath in and you release and your shoulders kind of just sit down and you're not really thinking about much. You're in this place of your most free self. You can breathe without worry. If your eyes are closed, where is this space for you? I feel like a bird just flying, right? Without any restriction. So I love that word restriction. Without any boundaries around you, just really just living unapologetically is what I think of when I think of liberation, when I think of setting yourself free. And then what do you think of when you think of this phrase right here? Liberate your most authentic self. That means we got to know what authentic is, right? So how do you define authentic? Go ahead and think about that for a minute. Write it down if you have your CCNC journal. Now, when I think of authentic, I think of this uniquely crafted me, this Lolita Emmanuel Walker who is standing right here and who is like no other inside of this world. And therefore, there is no other like me, this original copy of me. And I have the choice to walk inside of that, be free, to liberate myself from all of the worries in the world if I so choose. So let's check and see what Google said. I'd love to hear what you said as well. But authentic, right? Google says it is of disputed origin, genuine, original. Ah, look at that. Real, actual, bona fide. I like that. True and verifiable. It's based on facts. And I'll take that even further to say it's based on facts of who you are, right? That truth that lies within you. So here is the soul work for today. What I want you to do is to draw a house. Now, there's no judgment for what this house looks like. It could be a box with a triangle on top with a door and a couple windows, boxes and rectangles and triangles. OK, because that's what mine is looking like over here. Now, to the right of that, if you're an artist, I love it. You can be as creative as you want to be. You can use colors. This is the soul work that you're not going to finish here, but really just directionally, I want you to just start thinking with me. And for folks that are not artists like myself, I'm just going to put these in words and maybe just draw a little something on the side to remind me. What I want you to think about is your dream house. I want you to close your eyes and think about if you were having a house built today. And you could design this to really go home and really retreat, to really live as your most authentic self, to leave the worries of the world outside when you close the door. What would be inside of it? How would you design it inside? And I want you to put down three rooms, especially in how you would design it, right? I'm already thinking because I'm five steps ahead of you, okay? One of the rooms I would definitely have is my living room. This is where I want to have an amazing fireplace because I want to get cozy. You know, that comfortable couch with the blankets that's right there. That's where I want to have a surround sound that's playing spa radio from Pandora. And I can literally be in my be free space out in the open where I can look out and I can see some trees and just look far and few between. And for all of you all who are not new to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations, you have heard many times before that my be free space is with water and trees. Absolutely. So that's one of my rooms. Another room is absolutely my kitchen, and it is going to be a huge kitchen, a huge island with some bar stools, with a lovely table that's very long, made out of wood on the side of that. And the reason why is because I love to entertain. I'm an extrovert. I love to hang out, and that is how I feel excited. That's just me. And then the third room that would be a must is an exercise room. I would love to have an exercise room that was an oasis, somewhere that was large enough to put every piece of equipment that can work the pieces of my body that I want, but also be in that space just to rejuvenate me. So I want you to write out or draw out the three rooms that are imperative for you to feel your most free. And the reason why that's important is because now I want you to imagine that that house is you. What if you were the house? What if those three rooms were inside of you? What if you could choose to feel liberated? What if you could choose to be authentic, your most be free right where you are? Would you walk differently, talk differently, behave differently? I want you to ask yourself that. So the soul work is not only about drawing a house that is representative of you, but I want you to really think about those rooms. How are you creating that space within you so that you can truly liberate your most authentic self? I want you to think about the things that you're doing in those rooms. I want you to think about what you're writing in those rooms. I want you to think about where you're talking in those rooms. I want you to think about what you're doing in those rooms. And how can you get a piece of that with you every single day? How can I bring a piece of working out with me? What was important in that room? What did I feel like in that room? The cozy me that was looking out and listening to spa radio with a fire right in front of me. How can I get a piece of that every day? The interaction with people, yes, it is still the pandemic, absolutely. But if I'm very social and that is what I need inside of my space to feel my most be free, guess what? How can I make room to leverage technology to do exactly what I need in order to feel whole? Listen, this is about liberating ourselves. What if you were that house? How can you stand up and show out and liberate yourself to make sure that you're feeling that each and every day? That is the soul work for today. I hope that makes sense. Every episode, I want you to really have your CCNC journal. I want you to add pages to that, because as you go back and look at these episodes and look at the soul work that you are doing, listen, you are really digging deep. Each of these episodes, we're on 21 now, you have 21 exercises that really can challenge you to get deeper, right? So that you can really stand up and be your best, your boldest, your baddest self, okay? Dig deep. Now, there are two other podcast episodes that I want to direct you to go back to and listen to, because Cameo and I talk aspects of both of them within this podcast. The first is the notion of you writing and owning the journey that is you. Imagine that space that I talked about, that house, like really writing and owning that story, which is yours. That's episode number 10. The next is the whole piece of the essence of your truth. We talk that later on as well. How do you define your truth? And what if others tell you that you're not living in your truth? What do you do? That is episode 18, where I was joined by Reiki Master Manov. So those are two episodes, episode 10, and then there's episode number 18. Also, if you love these soul work exercises, this has nothing on the coaching, the direct coaching, the one-on-one and a group coaching that I do, because I dig extra deep. And you heard about that February retreat, right? Yes, we dig deep. And then there's accountability, because you show up right in there. It is intentionally intimate and I get all the way in. So there are definitely options on how we can partner together in order to make sure that you're digging deep and living your liberated, authentic self. Let's go. It's time for some cocktails. What are you celebrating today? What are you celebrating today? Well, listen, here is a cheers to, I think it's pronounced Hacent Trided. This is the latest podcast review on Apple Podcasts. And here is a special shout out. Just fabulous. I love this podcast so much because Lolita's topics are always right on time. Rarely do I feel so red. In a good way. LOL. It's like she knows exactly what the collective is experiencing and how to get us through to the other side. I look forward to the exercises because they're simple, straightforward, and oh, so helpful. If you engage freely and openly, there's no way you can't come out better than before. Thank you so much. I hope that I pronounced this correctly. Haysense tried it. So thank you for trying it. Thank you for sticking in there. And thank you for bringing all of yourself, as well as a cheers to actually writing down your thoughts. So everyone who has not written down your thoughts or given me an amazing review, if you are finding value in this, please head on over and leave a review, because folks love to read how people are experiencing a podcast before they listen. My goal, honestly, is just to continue to get out as much as I can to impact people's lives and also to impact my own. I do all of these exercises right with you, and I pull so much out. So here's a cheers to you for writing that amazing 5-star review. I so appreciate you. Cheers. What else are you celebrating today? Listen, I am giving a cheers to each of you all for really digging deep and recognizing that you are your house. I'm saying cheers to you for thinking differently about how you want to show up in your house as you continue to walk as that liberated, authentic you. That's a big deal, y'all. That soul work right there is a big deal. So here's a cheers to you. And here is a cheers to the amazing conversation that is about to take place right now. You ready? Let's do it. It's time for some good old-fashioned conversations. Hey, Cameo, and welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. I am so excited to have you here today. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey. I'm excited to be here.
Yes. Listen, we partnered before, and I just had so much fun on the Good Girl podcast. So I am so glad you are here, and we are about to have some fun.
Girl, I'm excited. Listen, you changed my life. I got to get some good feedback on what you do. It just flows out of you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, listen, here we just let it all loose. It's all about coaching. It's all about some cocktails to celebrate all of us and then some good old fashioned conversations. So let's get started with you telling us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So I am a proud Detroiter, 313, born and raised in Detroit City proper. And I'm also a graduate of the illustrious Howard University.
Fellow HBCU, Morgan State, Morgan State.
Listen, we missed out a little bit on our homecomings, but nonetheless, we will come back strong. The heart of everything I do is sincerely connected to the growth and the authentic evolution of women and girls. And when I say that, a lot of times we are bound by things we are just simply unaware of that keeps us from living our best lives. And I do that by way of the podcast that you just mentioned, the Good Girl podcast, where every week we have a woman come on and share her confession. You know, it is a podcast of women's confessions about our flaws, faith, femininity, and culture. And so the goal is for any woman who comes on is that she's freeing other women by her confession. And there's also a healing process, because when you're sincere and when you're honest and when you are owning your narrative about some things you've been through or some things you're going through, a different person is birthed. And you also, you know, letting other people know that, you know, it's all right. You're still good. We made it through. And I call those confessions. And so the other piece of me is a nonprofit, Grit, Glam, and Guts. And we work with girls. We center the experience of the Black girl. The program is available to all girls. It's an empowerment program. And we focus on, I call it class. And so it's courage, leadership, authenticity, solidarity, and self-determination. And so we give these girls opportunities, whether it's through after-school programming, through a week-long camp on MSU's, that's Michigan State University, campus, or if it's an international trip, we give them opportunities to really grow our 5 principles in their life.
Yes, I love that.
What I found from doing my work, and I've been working with youth for a long time, mm-hmm. and obviously working with women, but what I found is of those principles, those are key ingredients to really developing a whole and healthy woman, and also helping them navigate some of life's most difficult areas and help to produce resiliency. And we know through science that resiliency is literally the number one or one of the most important factors in being successful when we talk about emotional intelligence. And so through our programming, through girls learning to be authentic, like be yourself and be okay with that. We even struggle with that as grown women. Mm-hmm. But the goal is to sow that seed early. That is how you live a free life, is being authentic. Courage. You need the courage to be authentic. Self-determination. Life is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Introducing those concepts to them, that self-determination is so important. And then solidarity. There's nothing like a community of people, a community of women, and who you are even in that community matters. You can't, at least that's my philosophy, you can't just do what you do solely for yourself. There are aspects of that, of doing what you're doing for yourself and putting yourself first, but there is a communal component to it. And that's the sisterhood. I don't know where I would be without women who have supported me in my life, in my great times and in my not so good times. I'll say in my learning spaces.
So let's go back a little bit. I heard so many nuggets in what you said, and I just love it. I heard you talk about being authentic. I heard you talk about growth, this confession, right? And the power of a confession. Healing, wholeness, resilience, confession. I mean, you had everything right there, and I love it. Now, today we are talking about how to liberate your authentic self. And when you hear that, what do you immediately think of?
Lolita, as cliche as this sounds, and I don't know if this was an early 2000 phrase or a late 90s phrase, but you gotta keep it real. Like, it's so cliche, and I think it's kind of like a play term. That is the foundation. Like, you gotta be honest with yourself from the beginning. And when I say, like, I don't know if we know how honest we have to be and what that honesty looks like. Let me give an example, like raw honesty. A woman may come into the room and you feel something in your spirit. First, you have to acknowledge that you felt that something. And you may not know this woman from Boo Boo the Fool. First, you have to acknowledge that you felt that thing. And then second, you have to ask yourself why you felt that thing or what that thing was connected to. And then you have to do a deeper dive of how did you even get to that feeling? But sometimes we just want to brush off some of these feelings. Mm-hmm. And I think in those spaces of being honest with yourself. And so I know you too, like you have kind of like a visual component of your coaching work. And so mm-hmm. I think that there are three components in being real with yourself, like three stories. It's the story that, you know, maybe you tell yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the central truth. And I'm saying, like, each of these circles, each of these stories may be difficult to get to in terms of owning yourself, owning the narrative. And so it's a story you tell yourself. It's a story that maybe the other person, I'll call them the protagonist mm-hmm. in the story. But then the heart of the matter is where we begin to tell the whole truth and we begin to take accountability mm-hmm. for our actions in any given situation. I think a lot of times we love to point the finger at other folks. Mm-hmm. We love to do that. But also, you know, I've worked with a couple people. One of the jobs I've had where I've learned a lot. I worked for the motivational speaker, Eric Thomas, and who he was that people saw, he was the same person, you know, as a boss to his employees. And one thing he consistently told us in all of our work was that there is, I don't care how right the other person is, there is some place where you can be accountable for your actions and where you can improve. And mm-hmm. I think applying that to our lives is how we can begin to really live an authentic life. The example I love to use is from a managing perspective, not necessarily a personal perspective, but it is when, so suppose you're managing someone and they always show up late. So you tell them, you even go through the hoops of saying, like, if you show up late again, you know, you're going to get fired or you're going to get written up. And then you even tell them, hey, this is a really big job coming up. You know, I need you to be on time. And they still show up late. And then it happens again. And you give them warnings and you sit down and you tell them all these things about why they have to be on time. And then it comes down to when they mess up a project because they're late. And that falls on you. But the question is, like, typically we would say it's their fault. And I did everything I was supposed to do to tell them to be on time. But that is not the truth. That is not the truth. You know, you have a late employee. So instead of telling that employee to show up on time at 3:30, tell that employee to be there at 2:00. Tell that employee to be there at 2 o'clock. Therefore, your behind is covered and you actually have done everything in your outside of firing them. you've done everything in your imagination to really protect yourself and do what you. And so I think that level of honesty, that level of accountability, that level of responsibility gets us to our authentic self. We have to be honest down to the iota about who we are, why we are, what we want, what we don't want, what we like.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I'm glad you said outside of firing, because my philosophy is that I'm going to tell you, then I'm going to tell you again and demonstrate it. And then I'm going to let you go because you're not ready to be on this train. So I'm glad you said that there are options outside of the firing, because where my mind went is, hey, we've been real clear. So I love that. No, it's good, especially because when people can challenge you differently and you hear a different perspective, then you're like, okay. So before you jumped on for our conversations, I talked to the folks right here at the kitchen table about this whole how to liberate your authentic self. And I heard you talk about at least the four aspects. And so I want to share them with you because I feel like we're aligned. Yay. The first is, it's in the word self, right? How to bring and liberate your authentic self. That S is all about self-awareness and accountability. It's about recognizing who you are, what you're feeling, your emotions, like your piece of the puzzle, and saying, you know what? All right. That's me, right? Taking some accountability and some ownership. That E was all about empathy and empowerment. Now, empowerment is this word that's been thrown around all year, right? This year, last year, everywhere, right? And I use it as well. But it is about that gifting power that you have in you that sometimes other people need and can feel from you in order to pull out and unleash the greatness that's already in them. When I think about empowerment, that's what I think about, right? And then this empathy that you need to have for others, and hashtag all about you as well. And then that L was all about living in your truth. And you mentioned it, your narrative. That's what I talked to them about. Like, you set your own story. And then sometimes, you know what I feel, real talk, is that when we talk to people about living in their truth, like, my truth is my truth. And what you think is my truth is your opinion and your assumption. But I'm living my truth and only I can. So I think, I mean, have you ever had an instance where someone was saying you're not living in your truth and heard from them on what they felt about that?
Yeah, it's so interesting. It's so interesting because I think, so I'm a woman of faith. I went through a process when I was sincerely seeking the truth, mm-hmm. whatever that truth may look like for me. And I kept getting different answers from different people and people that I trusted, mind you, mm-hmm. like whether it was my mentor, whether it was someone in my church, whether it was, the pastor, different answers that made sense. Mm-hmm. And what I finally got a clear revelation on is that sometimes when we are looking for some type of direction that is so specific, it only comes by way, and this is my mm-hmm. my faith, it only comes by way of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is very much connected to our truth, that sometimes what we are experiencing in any given moment is so specific to us that mm-hmm. nobody else can fully understand it. They may get it a little bit and they can empathize, but they won't fully understand it because there is nobody else on the earth like you. There is no one who had your exact set of experiences and then filtered through what you're experiencing now. There's no one like that. Similar, may have a similar spirit. So when someone questions your truth, it's like, how can you question my truth? You may have been in a similar position. I don't know if I have an inner fat kid, but I always relate stuff to food. And so I think about, like, someone can tell you all day that sweet potato pie is great. It's amazing. It's the best sweet potato pie. But if you don't have my taste buds, so you can't tell me what's amazing. There may be a baseline for amazing, but you don't have my taste buds. You don't know my taste buds for my whole life and things I've experienced. I could have had a messed up experience with sweet potato pie. Like, you don't know. And so when people say that you're not living in your truth, it's almost like, who are you to tell me that? Mm-hmm. You mm-hmm. have one limited perspective that is valuable, but that isn't the barometer. That isn't the standard for what a person's truth is. And I think we too have to define what a person's truth is. Like, it is how they are seeing the world currently. And I think as a friend, as an ally, like, we have to believe that that is someone's truth in that moment. It doesn't have to be our truth. Like, our truths can actually differ. They aren't mutually exclusive. They can, like, your truth can be that the sky is pink and my truth can be that the sky is green, you know, and it's just from where we're standing or what we've experienced. And we just have to understand that and acknowledge that. You ain't got to believe it, but you do have to acknowledge that that is in fact what she's seeing, or that is in fact where she's standing. And it takes nothing from the other person.
Absolutely. And I think that what other people see as our truth is filtered from us the same way Instagram is, the same way anything is. And when you are holding yours and you're not ready to, let's say, liberate or become free, which goes into that F for self, which is force the free, right? When we want to liberate our authentic selves, in my estimation, it is also taking that time to leap, and that is forcing the free. And when you're comfortable, you will do that. And I love this whole discussion, because the fact of liberation and liberating yourself to your authentic self is so major, and is so, to me, a process of self-discovery. Mm-hmm. And that for me didn't happen until I was 40 years old. And I believe that we're on a journey, but it is a point in your life where you're like, oh my gosh, the lenses come off. And it is like, this is my one life to live. Let me do it to the best of my ability, because I am uniquely made in this purpose, and I want to liberate my authentic self. So I love that. Yes.
Yes. And I want to add, I'm not 100% sure, but I do think someone who is liberated, or someone who is living in their freedom the best way they know how and into their best ability, I do think that they may have a lens or have an inkling that someone isn't living in their truth, you know, based on some things that they experience. So that may be something that they're referring to. I don't know if I would say you're not living in your truth. Like, I don't know if I would say it like that. I may ask questions to have them dig deeper. Like, what do you really like? Is that really what you desire to do? And I think we can pick up on that, because I think authentic people, the reasons why, like, we click, at least from what I've seen, is because you see other authentic people and you know how they flow. You know how they talk. It just comes out a lot easier. And people can just, like, you can just pick up on people's energies and spirit, because, you know, like, they're not performing. It's not performative. And you can feel almost that exhaustion of someone performing. And it's just like, you know, I think that potentially could be another perspective.
Yeah. So much to think about. But listen, every time I have somebody on, I do this come as you are round, and I'm going to throw these questions at you and you just answer whatever comes to mind. You ready?
I think I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. Why is the work you do so important and full of impact?
I believe that the life that we are given is wasted if we are not living it free and authentically. Like, what are you here for if you are living your life as someone else, not as you were intended to be, which is your full self? What is it like to live as a robot? What is it like to only do what you're told instead of do what comes naturally, what you're called to do?
And I believe some people don't yet know. I think it's that piece of self-discovery in that moment when you can seriously pause. And it doesn't mean it's 5 minutes, 5 months, or 5 years. It could be over time, significantly, to really discover, like, hell yeah. Like, that's that thing that brings me purpose, passion, and I'm able to help people. So I absolutely. Right. Okay. The next is, what is one strength that you bring to the table that you didn't always recognize was such a strength?
I think they run hand in hand. And I think it's integrity. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that probably until maybe like how important integrity was until maybe until I was face to face with someone, a person of power and influence in my community. And we were on opposite ends of this conversation. The challenge and the goal wasn't to win. I don't think the goal in any conversation was to win. The only reason I was able to stand my ground and that they were not, is because I told the full truth and they did not, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's integrity. And I learned that this is what my mom was teaching me, because it flows through and through us on so many different levels. It flows through us. But I was in, like, middle school And I was just talking a whole bunch of smack to some girl, like, you know, and I was telling my mama, like, you know, this is a little baby cameo talking about she did this and I said I was going to do this. And, you know, my mom, just real cool, calm and collect. She was like, oh, I ain't never seen you fight.
What you talk about over there?
Right. And I said, well, Ma, she talking this and she talking that. She's like, I understand. Like, she could be wrong, but cameo, when have you ever fought? Mm-hmm. Like, when have you ever laid your hand on someone like you gonna fight? Mm-hmm. And my mom essentially told me, she said, do not let your mouth write a check that your behind, she didn't say behind, but that your behind cannot cash. Mm-hmm. And it taught me early on that whatever you say, you better be able to back it up. And Lil Cameo went on and changed my language when I was talking smack and like in third or fourth grade or whatever it was. I was like, you may be able to beat me up, but I'm not gonna stand here and let you run this. Integrity. Like knowing in a sense your, not say your limitations, but knowing where you are, knowing the truth.
Yeah, I love that. And then what is one barrier that sometimes still stands in the way of you leaping?
Past experiences. Past experiences. We very much look to, and it's natural, we look to our past experiences to see what can I do better? What did I do wrong? What can I learn from this? When we have an opportunity to do it again, we very much operate from what we know. Mm-hmm. At least for me, I like that's some place I try to push back against. Like I have to constantly tell myself, Cameo, this may be a similar situation, but you're a different person. Mm-hmm. Like, you know better. You know something different. Like, this isn't going to happen again. It's going to be a new experience or something mm-hmm. else for you to learn. But I'm to be honest, like sometimes that plays in the back of my head. Like, this is going to happen again. Mm-hmm. This is going to happen. And so it gives you that hesitancy. It gives you that fear. And I sincerely have to push. I have to continue to push past it. Like, it's like having an injury and you're just afraid to put everything on that same leg or on that same knee. Mm-hmm. You're afraid of that because you just think it's going to happen again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that goes back to that S, right? That self-awareness and acknowledging, hey, this is what it is, right? No, I love it. You have been such an amazing guest. So I want to thank you for your time. But listen, here we always give a cheers. I want to ask you for one final cheers that you would leave our audience with today.
I'll say cheers to living your best life. Mm-hmm. And not going back and forth with nobody.
Yes, I love that there. Thank you.
We have concluded another episode of Coaching, Cocktails, and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker. Connect with me at lolitawalker.com for speaking, coaching, and my book, The Intersection of You and Change. Next time, bring a friend. Cheers.